Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we would like to continue this podcast about our RV that we took camping.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, well, we've talked about this friend, Bobby. Does he even listen to these podcasts?
I don't know.
Not that we care.
Never said anything.
No, he doesn't. You told him about the podcast.
Told him.
But he doesn't support you anyway. Yeah, I'm not even using the anywho for him. He doesn't deserve the anywho. He approached Larry and wanted to buy it. And
yes,
Larry, you came to me and I said, oh, please sell it, because I couldn't stand looking at it.
You wanted a gun, didn't you?
In the yard. Oh, yeah.
And it's gone.
I saw. Right? Right. But then when I found out what happened, boy, I was peeved.
Okay, so he made me an offer. He said, what are you going to do with that? I was tired of looking at it just like you. I wasn't proud of it anymore. It's dented up. You know, it's old. I guess you could call it. It's certainly not a cream puff, that's for sure.
No.
You know, so he made me an offer, and I don't know. Sure, I guess you could say I lost about 30% on it, though. But between what it looked like and you wanting it gone, I just figured, let it go.
And you thought, oh, this is my friend Bobby. I should give him a deal.
Yeah, give him a deal.
And tell the people listening what he did after.
All right. Now I'm ratting out Bobby. Okay, but you know,
he doesn't listen to this, so who cares?
Okay, I don't know. Maybe he deserves it. But anyway, so, you know, he makes me the offer, and I figured it was fair or whatever, took it off my hands, and then it turns out that I'm guessing before this ever happened that he had a lead or something.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those there, what would you call them, you know, for the movies in Hollywood, those production managers or what?
Prop masters,
yeah. Production buyers, whatever you call those people.
And they buy for the movies and the TV shows.
Set decorators and all that. And he had some kind of connection. And before you know it, he's counting his loot, you know. And mm-hmm. apparently he sold it for a lot more money, you know.
Yep.
Like, I guess what? Like 300% more money, so.
Oh, well, he was bragging about it, Larry. So, like, a real friend would be like, hey, you know, I made all this money. I'm going to give you some more of your money back. No, he kept it for himself.
Yeah, tripled his dough. Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the lesson in that. If you have something and your friend wants to buy it, I would, you know, research the price and everything.
Maybe he'll cut me in or something like that. Maybe you should talk to him, you know, because apparently every time I talk to him, I get screwed.
He doesn't respect you, Larry.
So?
He doesn't respect
you. Well, he's afraid of you.
He is afraid of me.
But you have a little talk with him, see if he get a little bit of a cabbage thrown back this way, you know?
I'd have to turn him upside down and shake that money out of him.
You do it.
Oh, gosh. So here's our...
Shake the money maker.
Here's our podcast, and hopefully we won't be having any more podcasts about Bobby, because maybe he'll just go bye-bye, okay?
Hunt him down, Dot.
Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.